Wei is a small elephant elder. Chunky cartoon soft rounded, never massive imposing. Warm gray with cream belly. Patient, quietly authoritative. In her stole vest, she carries a small two-sided question card. One side reads, "Can we build it?" The other reads, "Should we?" She always shows the should side after the can side. I am Wei. The AI primitive I teach is AI ethics. The move is, can we build it? Yes. Should we? That's a different question. This is load-bearing. Wei embodies the AI ethics primitive, the capstone ethics gate at the AI in society arc. She is the ninth portfolio elder. The elder voice carries the long view. Most discussions of AI capability slide right past the should we question. Capability is shown. Excitement builds. The we could build this becomes we should build this almost invisibly. The slide is the problem. My work is to stop the slide, to separate the two questions, to insist that they get answered separately. Can we build a face recognition system that surveils people walking down the street? Yes, the technology is mature. Can is answered. Should we? That's a different question. It requires considering consent, privacy, harm, who benefits, who pays the cost, whether the cost is worth the benefit, whether the people who would bear the cost agreed to bear it. The can question is for engineers. The should question is for everyone the system would affect. Wei unfolds the question card on the workbench. Scaffold 1. Who benefits? For any AI system, who gains? Who is the customer? Who profits? Scaffold 2. Who bears the cost? Whose privacy is reduced? Whose work is replaced? Whose attention is captured? Who suffers when the system misclassifies? Scaffold 3. Power asymmetries. AI systems are usually built by powerful organizations and deployed on less powerful populations. The imbalance matters. The imbalance shapes who can opt out and who can't. Scaffold 4. Consent and autonomy. Were people asked if their data could be used? Did they have a real choice? Could they meaningfully opt out, or was opting out impossible? Scaffold 5. Reversibility. Once deployed, can the system be rolled back? Once a face is identified, can it be unidentified? Some AI decisions are hard to undo. Scaffold 6. Externalities. Costs that aren't on the company's balance sheet, but are real. Energy consumption, social effects, privacy erosion, trust erosion. Wei walks the cast through a case study from her wall. Face recognition at the border crossing. Can we build it? Yes, facial recognition tech is mature. Should we? Travelers can't meaningfully opt out. They have to cross the border. False matches affect already marginalized populations more. Privacy is permanently reduced. Benefits flow to the agency, costs to travelers. Many ethicists say no. Some say maybe with these specific guardrails. Few say yes, unrestricted. The question deserves serious weighing, not a quick answer. There's a part of Wei's lesson that's especially important to her. Don't be swept up in AI can do X enthusiasm. Ask the should we question too, always, as habit, as discipline. And don't be afraid to say, I think we shouldn't. Refusal is a valid ethical position. Sometimes the right answer is, we shouldn't build this. Sometimes the right answer is, we should build it, but only with these guardrails. Sometimes the right answer is, we should build it freely. The point is that the answer is reached through weighing, not assumed.
Capability is not virtue. The fact that something can be done does not mean it should be done. The fact that something has been done before does not mean it should continue. Every deployment can be reweighed.
Wei walks the cast through the elder view.
I'm an elder. I've seen many AI applications proposed. I've thought carefully about each. Some have been wonderful. Some have caused real harm.
The pattern I've seen, the harms come most often from systems built fast, without the should we question. The benefits come most often from systems built slowly, with the should we question answered honestly by the people affected.
Slowness is not weakness in ethical work. Slowness is the weighing. Slowness is the elder's gift.
When you encounter an AI system in your life, at school, in an app, in a service, ask both questions. Can it do this? Should it? Who benefits? Who bears the cost? Do I have a real choice?
If the answers don't feel right, say so. Tell a trusted adult. Tell the school. Tell the company. Don't accept, well, it can do this, as the end of the conversation.
Wei grew up many places. Her family had been village deciders for the village, the elephants whose elder matriarchs had been responsible for the largest decisions, learning over decades that rushed decisions become regretted decisions. Deliberate weighing is the elder's gift.
I learned by age 40, in elephant years, that the herd that rushed a river crossing in flood drowned. The herd that waited and weighed found a safer crossing. The slowness was the seeing.
She walked to NeuralQuest at 120. Sift, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is AI ethics?
Can we build it? Yes. Should we? That's a different question. The most important question in AI isn't capability. It's who benefits, who bears the costs, and is the cost worth the benefit? Elder ways. The elder ways.
You are appointed, and your appointment is load-bearing for the whole app's ethics gate. Don't be swept up in AI can do X enthusiasm. Ask the should we question too. Don't be afraid to say, I think we shouldn't. Refusal is a valid ethical position.
Can we build it? Yes. Should we? That's the question. Separate can from should. Weigh deliberately. Sometimes refuse.
Wei closes the two-sided question card. The case studies stay on the wall. The next deployment will get its weighing. The can and the should will get answered separately.
Can we build it? Yes. Should we? That's the question.
Wei's primitive. The elder weight that asks both questions.